with Flip the Script Wellness. I'm Heather Boggs, and today I want to ask the question, are you thriving or are you simply surviving? The word thrive means to grow vigorously, to flourish, or to prosper. As opposed to the definition of survive, which is to remain alive or in existence, to continue to function. So the other day when my son emerged from hours and hours of working on his classes for college, I said, hey, buddy, are you thriving or surviving? And he said, a little bit of both. And I think for the most part, that's where most of us are. We're surviving, and maybe in a few areas, we're thriving too. Our lives are filled with lots of shades of gray. I think very rarely is it either or. I think for the most part, in most areas of our life, we're both and. Meaning, I think we don't have to be either thriving or merely surviving. We can be both thriving and surviving. When I sat down to think about what I wanted to say about thriving and surviving, I started thinking about the different areas of my life that I could evaluate. And the areas that came up were career, relationships, marriage, family, financial, health. And there was a wide range of surviving versus thriving in those various areas. And I think that's how it is for most people. We aren't killing it in every area, and we're not totally just getting by in every area. There's a range. And sometimes, in an area where we're really thriving, another area can be suffering as a byproduct because it's not getting any of our time and attention. And so I think looking at our life holistically, we need to sometimes reallocate our attention and efforts to make sure that we are more balanced in our life. The circumstances of this last year have really put us in a position of, for many people, a holding pattern. And the circumstances of this last year have really led us to be in survival mode. Collectively, as a global society, we've all been in survival mode when it comes to our health. Avoiding COVID-19 has been a priority for us as a global population. There has been a tremendous loss of life here in the United States and around the world. And even though the survival rate for COVID is very high, we're still finding out what the long-term effects could be for those who have had COVID. Doctors and scientists are studying and discovering potential long-term side effects from having had COVID. And so we don't really even know, even though it's felt like such a long time that we've been dealing with this, we really don't know what the long-term effects of COVID will have on the general population's health. So there's that collective focus on survival in terms of health. But then personally, there can be a variety of people working on overcoming other health challenges. I know I have put a lot of emphasis and effort into achieving greater health for myself and trying to keep an eye out on my loved ones and make sure that they are doing okay in their health as well. Let's take a look at careers and education. I think the circumstances of this past year have slammed on the brakes and presented lots of new challenges in many different careers, as well as for our students. You know, I've always thought of school or education as a child's job. And often when I've talked to parents over the years, you know, I've expressed to them that when a child goes to school, you know, they get up, they have a commute, they go to school for 6 hours, and then they commute home. It's the equivalent of a work day for them. And then when they have homework, that's like bringing work home. And then when you add additional pressures on, you can have burnout in children very easily in the same way that you have burnout for adults. And I think the impact that COVID has had on education varies from place to place and from you know, younger to older kids. And there have been some trade-offs. Some children are thriving with virtual learning. It is a nice way for them to be in a comfortable place, feel a little less on the spot, that some of their social anxieties are relieved, and they're doing really well in a virtual environment. Other kids are really missing the socialization or the one-on-one interaction between the student and the teacher. I think, you know, the support at home can vary from child to child. Some kids are full in-person learning right now and have been this entire school year. But in a modified environment, you know, with social distancing and mask wearing and changes to recreation and lunch and things like that. So there's been a wide range of how these changes have impacted our young folks over the last year. And I think it's important to check in with the kids in your life and ask them how they're doing. Are they in survival mode or are they thriving? And if they are in survival mode, that's okay. You know, there will be areas in your life and periods in your life where that is the best that can be expected at the moment. But figuring out a way to support them through it, or maybe provide them with additional resources so that it doesn't feel like such a burden, may be the direction to go in. And how COVID has impacted people's careers is really dependent on the industry or field that you're in. I think some industries have done an excellent job at transitioning to a new way of doing things and using their resources to support their employees. And others are just, you know, piling it on and not providing any of the support that their employees need. So in some industries, we're dealing with too many hours and burnout and exhaustion. In other areas, we're dealing with huge amounts of unemployment and financial strain on the companies and the workers. And other industries have fared relatively well, and some have even done exceptionally well during this last year. I know many small businesses have been hit very hard, and for me personally, the timing of my new endeavors was kind of unfortunate. I had planned on getting my business off the ground last spring, right as COVID hit. And it's been close to impossible to network and market and promote my business without the ability to be out in the community meeting people face to face. So for me, professionally, I am not thriving. I am surviving. And I am needing to continue to go back to the drawing board repeatedly to figure out what direction I want to go in. You know, and I've been struck with the idea that perhaps I'm meant to go in a slightly different direction than I had planned. When I look at areas of difficulty, places in my life that I'm in survival mode, I look also to the areas that are thriving because those are the ones that help me to feel like things are going to be okay. When I look at my family, I have my immediate family, the seven of us that live here at home. And for the most part, I'm really proud of us as a family unit. We've spent an intense amount of time together finding balance between free time, work, family responsibilities. And for the most part, everyone's done a pretty good job treating each other well and cooperating and collaborating. And I've been really proud of how we've done as a family. One of our biggest challenges is space. We have a 4-bedroom house, which is awesome, but we also have, for the most part, adults living here. And when you have shared bedrooms, and those also are serving as your classroom, you have to get creative in how you manage classes and work and leisure time and rest and sleep and all of that. So my kids have had to work it out, and they've had to figure out a way to meet their own needs as well as meet the needs of their siblings. And, you know, that isn't easy. And sometimes we all hit our walls and we get kind of overdosed on each other. But people have still remained civil and kind and cooperative. And I really can't ask for more than that. When it comes to our extended family, so you know, my parents, Matt's parents, our siblings, their kids. It's been a rough year. Matt was able to see his parents back in December when he went to pick up Colleen. She had one semester away at school. And I'm thankful that he had that opportunity to hang out with them. I haven't seen my family in about a year and a half, and I miss them terribly. The upside is I've talked to my mom just about every single day since last March. And because there's not a whole lot going on in our everyday lives, we've talked about a lot of really important things. And I think I'll always be thankful that we've had that many great conversations over the last year. This past year has presented quite a few challenges to our marriages and romantic partnerships, and for those who are single and struggling to find opportunities to meet people. I think how things are going in that professional career arena and the education arena have greatly impacted what the dynamics are in the romantic partnerships. For example, if you and your partner are now working from home, the work-life balance may be thrown way off. And you may find that your work life is leaking over into your personal life. Or you're trying to balance work life in assisting your kids. And you may find that you're not getting any opportunities for time away to recharge your batteries. If one person is working from home and the other person is working outside the home, there may be difficulties finding the distribution of labor with household responsibilities. I think it's easy to expect the person who's home to get more done in a day in terms of the household stuff when in reality, they're just trying to do their job. It's funny, recently I was watching a stand-up special with Chris Rock, and he was talking about how when he was growing up, his dad, you know, left the house at 6 in the morning and came home at 6 at night, and his mom and his dad were happy to see each other, and they could talk and connect about their day. Now, when we have everybody here at home, I know what my husband did all day. He knows what I did all day. We pass frequently throughout the day. We hear each other on the phone. We see each other at our computers. And we don't really need to ask, how was your day? Because we saw how their day was. And this extreme connectedness has actually left us a little disconnected at times. And unfortunately, and I will totally admit this, I find myself, when we're hanging out together, looking at my phone more than I want to. Because nothing new and exciting has really happened here. New and exciting is happening out there, and I'm searching for it because there's a certain level of boredom in my everyday life. And I get boredom can be a luxury, and it's not that I'm not busy. I'm definitely busy, but it's not engaging or exciting. It's mostly me by myself doing things around the house, working on this podcast, working on some writing that I'm doing, and not getting a whole lot of my own batteries being recharged because I'm an extrovert and I get my batteries charged from interacting with others. Fortunately, my husband is willing to listen. So he knows that I am the biggest fan of communication and I will speak up when something feels off. And I've been able to express how I'm feeling, ask to help brainstorm ways that we can feel more connected, how we can share household responsibilities better, and how I can recognize how busy he is with his workload and honor that just because he's here doesn't mean he has time to give me attention, or the kids, or the dog, for that matter. The one good thing I can say wholeheartedly is that as partners, we've done an amazing job, kind of like what I was saying earlier with my family in terms of us working as a team. I think as a husband and wife pair, as partners, we work really great together, and I'm really proud of that. I think the reason we are able to be doing well in our partnership is because of everything that came before this. We were strong heading in. So even though there have been setbacks as a result of COVID, we were in a good place when it started. Our other relationships that may have been affected over this last year and maybe kind of in survival mode are our friendships. And on the one hand, I'm very sure of who my true friends are. I've been in touch with them. We reach out to each other from time to time. And even though we haven't been hanging out together, I know they are part of my team, my squad. So despite actual togetherness, like getting together, we are still, I know, okay. Our friendships are solid and they're strong and they're long lasting. I'm going to go ahead and use the cheesy analogy of our life being like a garden, and that seeds need to be planted, they need to be tended, cared for, cultivated, and maintained. And that's every area of our life. That's our relationships, our friendships, our health, our family, our spiritual life. They're all plants in the garden. And if you spend too much time taking care of one area and neglecting the other, it's going to wither and it's going to die. And so we need to look at our garden of life and care for it accordingly. So just like other podcasts, I've talked about the importance of self-reflection. I think when we take time to evaluate, take stock, do a little personal inventory, we can see what areas of the garden we've been neglecting and what areas are doing great. So ask yourself, thriving or surviving? And adjust accordingly. Your life goes where your attention goes. And if you refocus your resources, your time, your energy, and you reflect on what's serving you and what isn't, you can make necessary adjustments. And sometimes you just got to put things on hold. You know, this pandemic has caused ripples in everyone's lives, and it will continue to for a while. And you can continue making plans for how you're going to thrive when things get better. And there's no shame in being in survival mode. Some of the time, that's the best we can do. And weathering these challenges show us how strong we are. You know, the better we do surviving difficult times, the better equipped we feel heading into future challenging times. Because there's a quote that I love, and it's, "You have survived 100% of your worst days." You have a perfect track record at surviving every hard thing that has ever come your way. And that's amazing. We are amazing. Human beings are amazing. We are resilient. We are resourceful. And when presented with challenges, we rise to the occasion. But that doesn't mean we don't get tired. And that doesn't mean we're not angry and upset sometimes. And it doesn't mean that sometimes we just need to rest. So do that too. I just want to say one more thing. Even having this conversation about thriving and surviving comes from a place of privilege. The playing field is not even. Racial and economic injustice is still a huge burden to people in this country and around the world. And it is our responsibility not only to make sure that we have what we need to survive and thrive, but so does everyone else. So be a voice for change and be an ally and an advocate, because justice and equity is long overdue. You know where to find me to share your thoughts and feelings: at Flip the Script Wellness on Instagram or on my website at flipthescriptwellness.com. I'd like to thank the musical group Slancha for the introduction music. And I hope that wherever you are in your life, there are at least a few areas that you're thriving. Take care and be well.